Here is this week's University. You're boosting our mood.
Boosting the mood, okay, because I think it's fair to say that right now, apart from Lucky Lily Paul Mescal, 2020 thus far has been a big pile of steaming dog turd for the rest of us.
Graphic.
Yeah, but that said, we're all doing our best and we will prevail and get through this. But I have unearthed some information regarding the little reward system in our brains and how each of them releases the happy hormones, because they say happiness comes from within. So as well as being kind to ourselves and trying to be as positive as we can with our thoughts and self-talk, there's things we can do to release some of these lovely, happy chemicals. For example, dopamine. This is the reward chemical in our brain that is set off by completing a task, eating food and celebrating little wins. So, if you were to finish cooking a nice dinner, then eating it, then celebrating with a little dessert afterwards, that covers all three. Or maybe you've changed your bed sheets after 6 months, like Aiden. Or you finally got off
great
the bum
feeling
and started exercising, unlike Aiden. Or you beat your husband in a game of poker like me. All these small little wins give us that lovely warm feeling of satisfaction.
Right, okay.
Yeah, then there's the serotonin. This is the mood stabilizer, and this can be released by doing some meditation, going for a run or a jog, sitting in the sunshine, walking in nature, swimming, cycling, or anything where you'll break a sweat, if you know what I mean. Giggity.
Yeah, going up the stairs.
Yeah. So Tell me about it every morning. You're kind of going Dr. Ava on us here.
You'll need the serotonin and the dopamine.
Then there's the endorphins, the body's natural painkiller, yeah. Laughing is a big one to release the endorphins. So watching your favourite comedy or having the crack with your pals will really help. Any exercising is great, as well as eating dark chocolate.
Shut up, go on about the exercising, will you?
Sorry. Right, I'll move along. Finally, there is the oxytocin, the love hormone. Ooh. This is my favourite one. And the ways to release it include playing with a dog, playing with a baby, holding hands with your loved one, hugging someone you love, and giving someone a compliment.
Can't do any of the hugging, though.
I can do the compliment thing now.
Okay.
Ado, you're looking really tall today. Are you wearing your insole heels again? You know, the ones that give you 2 or 3 inches.
What a compliment.
I'm only joking. You are a wonderful human and I have lots of oxytocin for you because you help trigger my endorphins every day by making me laugh. So thanks for being a good endorphin triggerer, I suppose.
I don't think that's ever going to end up on a Hallmark card.
So there you have it.
I have lots of oxytocin for you. And you trigger my endorphins. Yeah. So sexy.
That's a good Valentine's Day card. You trigger my endorphins every day. So there you have it. The happy hormones, the chemicals, and the way to release them. You are welcome.
Okay, so all of them ultimately are good for us, but they're different names and they do different things and they're released in different ways.
Yeah, so a lot of research involved in that.
So what do we want from that list? Oxytocin,
endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine.
Okay, and oxytocin, the one I can't say, is the love hormone.
It's the love hormone.
Okay, so I like that. So all of those things will boost your mood.
Yeah.
However little ways you do it, even just petting the cat.
Petting the cat.
Do you know what I like to do to boost my mood? I like watching stupid videos on YouTube like this. You've heard this before, but every time it makes me laugh.
Annoying.
And if you're as easily pleased as I am, there's a whole series of those done on famous ads, famous theme songs, all played on a flute.
So that boosts your mood. The flute boosts my mood.
What about you, Una, then? You mentioned all the other ones of how we can release them. What do you like to do to boost your mood?
I watch Bridget Jones, and there's a certain scene in Bridget Jones where she breaks up with Daniel Cleaver, and it is just quality.
Thank you, Daniel. That is very good to know. But if staying here means working within 10 yards of you, frankly, I'd rather have a job wiping Saddam Hussein's arse.
Woo! Go, Bridget! Girl power.
That is very funny.
I love it. And the song as well, obviously. Some mood booster.
Oh, she's still going.
She's still talking.
Kev says, every time I get up in the morning, I just shout at the top of my voice, I'm the king of the world.
Hey!
All right, if that works for you, it doesn't annoy your neighbours.
Padraig and Mayo says, a hot chicken roll, lads, with extra coleslaw and cheese, instant pick me up, sets me up for the day. Oh my God, now I'm drooling, Padraig. Katie and Avon says, cleaning. The smell of bleach makes me happy. There's nothing as satisfying as sitting down in a clean house, knowing everything is put away.
That sounds very suspicious. The smell of bleach makes me happy.
Yeah, no, No, my friend Ellen as well, she says bleach makes her happy knowing that the house is clean.
Right, okay.
There's strange folk out there like that. Stay away, that can't go bleach. To bed if there's a cup out of place.
I feel for those people.
Yeah, so do I. Tom and Leitrim says, you will laugh at this, guys, but I'm a huge fan of knitting. It's just so relaxing. The missus taught me a few years ago and I've taken to it like a duck to water. Well, now, Tom, fair play to you. And I can understand it would be very therapeutic, very relaxing and kind of meditative. Couples, you know, mindfulness and all that.
Yeah, couples in it together. Stitch together.
Stitch together.
I don't know. Amy says, hey, I'm a fan of the silly videos on YouTube. This viral one from, was it last year, maybe even the year before, still makes me howl. Do you remember this? Remember the guy chasing his dog in the park who ran after the deer? Benton!
Benton! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, poor Benton.
Amy, thank you for bringing that back to our attention. I hadn't heard that in a while. And finally for now, things that boost your mood. Barry, we are all on board for this. Barry says, when I feel down, I just turn this up. This is what we need to get us through these tough times. Dougal and Ted. Thanks for that, Barry.
We should put that on our playlist and play it more often.
You bring that to the music director.
I certainly will.
We've done the research.
Now TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.